I am not a free man. I am a number. Oops. I am not a number. I am a free man.
Village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information. Information. Information.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
And so am I.
Fancy calling yourself number two. Wonder what number I am.
I have to say,
That was the incomparable, the incredible Steve Marriott. What's the matter, baby? These people in charge of our lives, eh? What's that all about, then? They've got them arguing, yeah. I'm the new number two. Where's number one? I don't know. Do you want to be a number one or do you want to be a number two? What a load of... But that's what society is today, isn't it? It's full of number ones and number twos. Here's that nice Sammy Hagar. He's complaining about the weather. But whatever he says, Mr. Number Ones and Mr. Number Twos, it's nothing to do with me. He's doing it. Don't send me off to a strange little village in the middle of nowhere where big balls chase you up and down the street. No, no. Know that thing called Facebook? Yes, I'm sure you do. That organisation that sells itself as being as caring and sharing as an old granny. But no, if you look at it, it's as judgmental and arrogant and faceless as a massive dictatorship. and for some reason, that dictatorship has decided that I, me, Lee G. Banks, is a robot. I'm no longer part of human frailty in any way, shape or form. I am a bot. And to make it worse, they think I'm made out of spam. Yes, they think I'm a spam robot. I have tried telling this monolith of lies, fake news, insults, memes, pokes and waves, but they won't talk to me because I don't exist, I suppose. So to all my friends who enjoy sharing music and chat on this miasma of mirthlessness, he's not me. I want to join in with you. But every time I post something I think you might enjoy, I get told I'm spam. So that's what Facebook's done to me. It's turned my tasty little slice of life into a World War II boiled meat. They've canned my internet social life and told me I don't exist.
Facebook.
I've had my chips, so to speak. My Facebook life has become as pointless as non-existent spam and chips. Thank you very much. True, there's always a silver lining because I've just had an idea. For this week's dinner party, yes, we're going to serve Spam and Chips. Eat your heart out, come and dine with me. Oh, hello.
Hello.
I'm not sure you should... Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Yeah, hello. Listen, yeah, yes, go, by all means, go into the dining room, but I have to warn you, things have gone a bit strange here. It's a bit like being a prisoner with iRobot. I say, settle down, chat. I suppose I'd better fill you in with what music we've played up to now. Well, we started off with, yes, my theme tune, iRobot. Then we played What's a Matter, Baby? By the world's greatest shouter, Steve Marriott. Then we played Sammy Hagar in the Rain. And that last song, that incredible last song, was The Cramps, Mad Mad Daddy. And to keep that family feeling coming along, you know, Facebook, the place where families commune, let's do The Grateful Dead singing Me and My Uncle. Yeah.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe, that day in the point, just about halfway. Hey, and you know it was the hottest part of the day. And I took the horses up to the stall, went to the barroom, water drinks for all. 3 days in the saddle, you know my body hurt. It been summer, I took off my shirt, and I tried to wash off some of that dusty dirt. A West Texas cowboy, there's all around. With liquor and money, they load it down. So soon after payday, no, it seemed a shame. You know my uncle, he starts to play the game. Let my hollow jack and the women take the name.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody else who's here, welcome to my dinner party. And this week, we have something special on the menu for you. Yes, we're having Spam and Chips. Let me explain why. I don't know where I read this, and I apologise to whoever wrote it, because I can't credit them, but I think it's worth pointing out. It begins with, like the automatums of Orwell's 1984. Our glazed eyes have melted into the television screen. I think that's really good. Anyway, it also, whoever it is, goes on to point out, right, that approximately 1 in 7, right, that's about 42 million Americans, can't read a newspaper. Or even like the instructions on a pill bottle or that kind of thing. Well, what this person then says is really true. If people can't read, or they simply don't bother, then what actually offers a safeguard to our society? If we have an educated population in this world, then they have the analytical and intellectual wherewithal to recognise and challenge the inevitable corruption of people in power. Now, nobody's saying Facebook is corrupt, but I tell you what, they've taught people how to not spell anymore and don't care. They allow people to say the most horrendous things to other people who they've probably not even met. And then they turn people like me into a robot. The Kings of Leon wasted time.
It's your life, don't you let them tell you one about your eyes. You're the only ones gonna sacrifice. Make no difference if you're right or wrong. I take that ride, but I want your little sister by your side. Maybe a little later we can all collide. Do I love them like a rolling stone? Time on me is wasted time. Time on me is wasted time. Time on me is wasted time. Time on me is wasted. Time is so small, I run out of speed. Babe, I don't give it like it used to be. Babe, I don't give it like it used to be. Show your face, love when it shine like you got no name. Enough to make a little girl go and say, be my guest and let it out tonight. But it's okay, I know all about the little games you play. Shaking your apple right on my face. Oh, no one, you know that I'm a begging for a fight. Some on me is wasted time. Some on me is wasted time. Some on me is wasted time. Some on me is wasted. When it's so small, I run out free. Baby, don't give it like it used to be. Baby, don't give it like it used to be.
Of the week again for the man who refuses to do anything other than see blue skies.
It's Leo's Listening Post.
How I love my hippie life.
How I love my hippie life.
Barefoot on cement.
Barefoot on cement.
Brother, can you spare a quarter? Care to share some air?
We'll be right back. for sinners and only seeing saints.
Sinners by the Wallflowers. Now we're going back to hospital with Counting Crows.
Hospital bound, so you know there will be treatment. Hey, alright, it's too late to put up a fight. Hospital gowns, so you know you should be sleeping. Some pills that you shouldn't take.
Another regular guest, that man who lost a life in Doncaster and found a new one in that little seaside town called Spain. It's time to get down with the dude from Doncaster. It's Steve over.
Take me riding in the car, car. Take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car. I'll take you riding in my car.
Got a mind that can. He's a fighter. got a face that tells the life of city thunder.
Here we go. It's that thing that you always should have at a dinner party. Something totally tasteless. Have you seen on that Facebook thing that people have been comparing Celine Dion's voice to a toilet bowl? Well, I know what you're thinking. Poor Celine. Oh dear. A man's walking home with his young son, and the boy looks up at him and says, "Dad, where are all those little boxes on the back of those satellite dishes?" His father looks down and says, "The council houses, son, council houses."
Oh, hell.
Oh, you suck.
What do you mean I suck? This mother goes to the doctor and says she's really worried about her daughter. She says all she does is lie in bed all day and eat yeast and car wax. And she says, what's going to happen to her daughter? He looks at her and says, well, eventually, she'll rise and shine. Talking about a world gone wrong.
among us and let's have a bit of intellectualism. A photon checks into a hotel and the receptionist says, "Do you have any luggage?" The photon replies, "No, I'm travelling light." A classics professor goes to a tailor to get his pants mended. The tailor asks, "Euripides?" The professor replies, "Yes, Eumendides." Two sociologists are sitting by a swimming pool. One turns to the other and says, "Have you read Marx?" The other looks at him and says, "Yes, it's these damn plastic chairs." Imagine Dragons, a band from LA, I think. And this one is Popper Chubby, Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah!
Right, boys.
Hey, yeah.
Oh,
Information. Whose side are you on? That would be telling. We want information. 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 You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. Who are you? The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six. I am not a number. I am a free man.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.